This theme concerns the impact of Margaret Thatcher and Thatcherism, and attempts to offer an assessment of her legacy. The first thing to say is to quote the Chinese leader of the 1950s and 60s, Mao Zedong, who was asked about the legacy or the importance of the French Revolution, which had taken place, nearly 200 years before. Mao Zedong, when asked that question, just answered simply, "It's too early to say." Well, if that was true of the French Revolution in the 1960s, how much more true is it of the impact of Thatcher, who resigned at the time that I'm recording this, less than 20 years ago. Nevertheless, no one is going seriously to dispute that Thatcher mattered, and I think we can at least make a kind of preliminary assessment of the ways in which she changed Britain and the nature of her legacy. But before we do that, just a few thoughts on why she got to power in the first place. You could argue that Margaret Thatcher was one lucky woman. Indeed, if William Whitelaw, as many in the centre of the Conservative Party had urged him to do in 1975, had he stood against Edward Heath for the Conservative leadership, there is absolutely no way in which Margaret Thatcher would have become a Conservative leader, and therefore no way in which she would have become Prime Minister. She's lucky in that sense. She's lucky that she was the one who came out as the standard bearer of the right as well. Nevertheless, she did. She did fight the general election of 1979. At the time, she said that partly as a woman, partly because she was known to be a figure who was moving away from the centre of Conservative politics and the centre of consensus politics, she knew that she would only have one shot, I think that's the phrase she used, at power, and that was the general election of 1979. Well, I'm going to argue that she was lucky in winning that as well. There's a general perception that students of elections generally hold, not universally, but generally, that general elections are not won by the opposition, they're lost by the government. I mean, very often, of course, governments win and continue in power, as Margaret Thatcher was to do in 1987. But 1979 was the election that mattered, and I'm going to try to persuade you that she was a lucky beneficiary of circumstances. She won the election of 1979 because the government was so unpopular. And the government was a Labour government. It didn't have a majority. After 1976, it had no majority at all, and it needed to have the support in a kind of informal coalition with the Liberal Party. And that broke up, and Callaghan, the Labour Prime Minister, was forced to hold an election at a time which was not good. It was a time in which the economy was in great deficit, in which unemployment was rising, and in which, and Thatcher played on this, the way out of the mess had been pointed out by the International Monetary Fund, and you can imagine the kind of propaganda points that were made about the International Monetary Fund being in charge of Britain's economic policy, not elected British politicians. So the economy is in a mess. There had been building up for at least 15 years the feeling that the trade union movement was overmighty, that it was holding the country to ransom, another favourite tabloid phrase, and that it was in fact the trade union movement which was calling the shots rather than the elected Labour government. So we have a government with no majority, we have a government facing economic crisis, we have a government being bankrolled by a highly unpopular trade union movement, and we also have, and this would be my, I think, fourth point on why Thatcher won, we also have, as we usually do have, a press which favours the right wing of British politics and saw Margaret Thatcher as a great deliverer. So the press was on her side. There was a lot of longer term concern about the performance of the Labour government, And there was also the so-called winter of discontent, another of those clichés that has gone down into the annals of near-contemporary history. It wasn't as discontented as all that, but it did focus attention on how much damage what were then called wildcat strikes could cause and how unpopular they were with voters. So there's all of that lot. You might now be asking, why didn't the Thatcher win an enormous, thumping, great landslide victory? Interesting that. I mean, the majority she had was workable. It was 43, I think. But it was not a landslide. And there were many voters who were worried about Thatcher. Some of them were worried about Thatcher just because she was a woman. We hadn't had a woman prime minister before, or indeed a female leader of a political, major political party. So there was concern about that. There was also concern that Thatcher was likely to swing the pendulum too far in the opposite direction.